Ken Jones, who's the instructor of the Integrated Supply Management Program at Hayworth College of Business up at Western, about a project that was being done to help possibly save Detroit some money. And we asked him to come back when the project was completed, and here he is. Good morning, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good morning, Jim.
All right,
you and your listeners.
Thank you. Hey, listen, this is good news. Both teams came with some pretty good news, and you know, when you can identify the potential for a seven-figure savings, that's doing something. So, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about what your findings were.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, it was a significant undertaking, no doubt. And I think the important thing to mention to everybody here is that it was a team effort. It was really folks from the outside in the form of Western Michigan University, people like myself and alumni and current students partnering with the City of Detroit employees to take a really hard look at what they do and how they do things. And we had two separate projects. The one project was working with the General Services Division that maintains all fleet vehicles, as you'll recall from last time. And really, a lot of parallel findings with DDOT. I think we were seeing instances where a lot of the support processes and procedures didn't really enable somebody who, you know, had use of a vehicle in the City of Detroit or had use of a bus, didn't really give them the right process to maintain and repair their vehicles in a very, very timely manner. So we really focused in on those processes and procedures that would help get vehicles into these repair and maintenance facilities very quickly, and then conversely have mechanics work at their optimum efficiency levels to turn those vehicles around and get them back out on the street. As you can imagine, Detroit does not have a plethora of vehicles just sitting around in inventory that they can swap out. So they really need every asset that they have up and running in optimal form 24/7.
So one of the things that I noticed was that and you wouldn't think that maybe forms, just doing a change of the way that you write things down or keep track of things, would cause a lot of savings. But this apparently was the case when your teams were looking at this, that forms and checklists and are helping manage things a lot better, and they actually resulted in a pretty big savings.
Yeah, what we saw was a fair amount of variation in how all different departments within Detroit did things. And so when you create a standard process and develop forms and templates and routines, you start driving to that consistency. That's one of the things that Lean and Six Sigma techniques always teach us, is identify that variation and try to reduce it. So we came up with the simplest tools that we thought were the easiest to implement that really didn't cost much money at all, and really just through pilots got different parts of their organization in the city to get into a routine and see how things could work in a more standardized way. And I think from our at least pilot findings, we saw tremendous improvement in the area of just parts availability for vehicles, the ability to turn around vehicles in a timely manner, and just the whole system worked a heck of a lot better.
Talking with Ken Jones, who's an instructor of integrated supply management at Western's Hayworth College of Business. He involved in a couple of teams' actions in trying to determine if Detroit could save some money in what they do as far as maintenance and whatnot. All right, so quick, before we let you go, where does it go from here now, Mr. Jones? Did the reports go to the City of Detroit and then they can implement them on their own, or what happens?
Yeah, it, for the most part, the whole effort was to help the city help itself. So part of what we did was to set up the analysis and the priorities to take the teams forward. But they have asked for us to stay on in a consultative capacity, if you will. And so we're going to do so. And these teams live. We have action items that really span the next 1 to 2 years. And I think at the full implementation, the savings opportunities are about 3x what we identified for short-term actions. So we're very, very excited about that. And we really want to be a part of that. I've kind of told our leadership team here that we're not done making positive things happen in Detroit, and we're willing to do that there or anywhere else in the state.
Yeah, that's the big thing is that now that the other cities have seen what you've done with Detroit, they may be tapping your services to take these the findings and implement them in their particular cities as well. Well, I'll tell you, this is another feather in the cap of a program that is incredibly important. And it's very well known across the country, the Integrated Supply Management Program up at Western. You and your team members are to be congratulated, Mr. Jones. Great job. And again, we'll talk with you, I'm sure, down the road as to the implementation and also if other municipalities are coming forth and saying, hey, we want you to do the same thing for us.
Exciting times ahead for sure. Thank you very much for your time.
You're appreciated very, very much. Ken Jones is an instructor of integrated supply management at Western's Hayworth College. Good stuff. Good stuff. This is, I think this is going to be an interesting trend where, you know, they tap university resources to try to solve problems, which is something that can be done very easily. But I'll tell you, you know, this when you get away from, you know, get out of the box and get away from it a little bit, I think that can tend to, you know, be a very good thing to do.